Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. We are going to talk about your Dear John. So when you think about Dear John, right, we think about that, like, we're writing that letter, saying goodbye, farewell, so long, we're done, right? Breaking up. And so let's talk about how you, as an Aligned Mama, as a mom who's ready to manifest all of the things, what Dear John letter are you needing to write right now in order to be able to really become that aligned mama you want to be, to really become the manifesting mama that you want to be? This comes in play by really breaking up with, no surprise here, your past self, and in some ways, your current self in a lot of different aspects. Now, when we write a Dear John letter, remember that, you know, usually Dear John is something that we still love the person, right? We care about them. It's the whole concept of like, it's not you, it's me. And like, that's like the most famous breakup lines ever, right? Is, you know, to really take the blame off of the other person and to allow yourself to really just step into who you want to become, who you feel like you are on the inside. And I don't know all of the history about a Dear John letter. I'll be honest with you and say I don't know. But I do know that it has to do with a woman writing a letter to her man and saying, you know, that the relationship is over. And I feel like a lot of this, you know, even just the concept of letter writing. I mean, letter writing is old, right? It's old. It's something from the past. It's something that in current terms, it's not produced in a regular way, right? I mean, we have email and we have cell phones and text messages. We have new versions of what it means to write a letter. And so the concept of the Dear John letter definitely dates back quite a bit. And I think that there's some validity to that, to really think about being able to put pen to paper. And so I want to challenge you as we go through this, and I talk to you about writing your Dear John letter, how you approach the writing of it is actually quite important, you know? And so I want to encourage you to take the time to write this out on a piece of paper, to really feel the pen on the piece of paper, sliding by, writing all of the words, feeling each letter as they come out, because that is part of the magic of what makes this work. So there's definitely a couple different methodologies to being able to do what we're going to talk about today, but we are going to do a hybrid version of really getting you into a space of being able to write this letter, take action, and begin manifesting right away. Okay, so definitely hang in there, get through all the pieces here, and let's get rolling. So when we're writing a Dear John letter, we're breaking up with someone, right? So who is it that you need to break up with? Is it you? Is it your current self, your past beliefs? Is it a person in your life, right? Is this like something where, you know, you just have a relationship or a situation in your life that is not serving who you're becoming? It's not a part of your future. It's a part of your past. And as you grow and expand and become the person, sometimes this can lead to outgrowing the people around us. And that can feel really uncomfortable in the moment, right? That can feel really heavy in the moment. But the truth is, it is all part of the process of becoming the person that you want to be, the person who is an aligned mama, who feels like an aligned mama, somebody who really does manifest what they want, when they want, how they want, because that's what we really want to do, is grow and become that person. And that's going to mean that not everything in our life is going to be in alignment with that. And so it's allowing for the space and the grace to be able to allow things to fall away as needed for alignment to take place. So how do you know the difference? How do you know what to do? How do you know how to create that result? Well, here's the thing. When you're choosing this Dear John component of who you're writing your letter to, you get to really look at your core values, who you are, what you want, what you're willing to do to get it. And I mean, really, it's deciding what you want, which is something that is pretty darn important at the beginning of this, right? You get to decide what you want, and then you get to align the pieces of your life to get that. So when we're taking action on the Dear John letter, you get to decide what actually aligns with where you're going and what doesn't. This doesn't mean you have to have a big breakup with somebody, okay? So we don't actually have to write a Dear John letter to a person. Instead, what we're actually doing is just aligning ourselves to be honest with us about what we're open for energetically and what we're no longer open for energetically. And there's no right or wrong way to do that, but this doesn't require boundaries. It doesn't require any, you know, big drastic communication with somebody. We are not trying to, you know, ruin relationships or end marriages or, you know, stop talking to our parents anytime soon, right? That's not the goal here. But the goal is for you to get more clear on what you want and what you're really willing to do to get there, and then to make the choices and to set some boundaries with yourself, some energetic minimums with yourself of what you are willing to do and tolerate and be around in your life. Because where we choose to spend our time and energy is definitely going to align with who we're becoming. And so if we're constantly in a state of spending time with people that bring us down, and they're always commiserating and they're always complaining, and I have to do this and I have to do that, and they're moving slow and sluggishly, and they just, you know, well, this is the way it's always been done, and they're not willing to, you know, break the mold and get out there and do it their own way, understand that the more time you spend around people like that, the more that you will continue down that path. And that is a problem. Unless you're okay with that being the path that you're on. If you want something different, you have got to choose to be around the people that inspire you to think differently, to do differently, to be different than you are right now. So take a look around your life and think about who you're spending your time with and how you can be setting yourself up for success by maybe creating a degree of separation, by maybe just setting an energetic boundary with yourself, where it's not that you're not going to be around certain people, but when you are around them, you're not open to discuss certain things. I do this a lot with money, right? I do this a lot with money where I am not willing to have conversations with people who are going to be in that scarcity kind of lack mindset of money. I choose to believe in abundance, and I choose to believe that, you know, as I continue to do my part in doing and taking action and being aligned and all of the things in the way that I want to attract money and things into my life, that that will continue to happen for me, right? I am in that space. And I got to tell you, I mean, 3.5 years later, I've not been let down. You know, this is something that I just continue to elevate my mindset and money mindset and go down that path. And, you know, I mean, working with a multi seven figure company, I mean, it certainly helps, right? I mean, I'm paying bills, and I'm seeing big numbers come in. I'm seeing big numbers go out. I'm seeing lots of shifting and trending and all of the things. And so it's just remembering that, like, what you surround yourself with is what you will adopt. And so I have chosen to surround myself with that kind of energy. And so it has expanded my own mindset with money and has allowed me to attract and shift the way that I feel about money. So when I'm talking to somebody else and they're constantly in the, I don't have enough, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, and this costs so much, and they're always in that space of, like, everything costs so much and I never have enough, I'm going to start to adopt and bring that energy into my life. And so what I've done is I don't cut out people out of my life who have that kind of mindset, but I am aware of it, right? And so as soon as I hear it and I kind of feel the red flags going up in my body, right? I feel a little ping in the pit of my stomach, and, like, the hairs on my neck stand up. That doesn't really happen, but I can imagine it would. But basically, my higher self is nudging me and saying, like, ooh, like, hey, pay attention over there, right? I will choose differently, right? And so they could talk all they want, but their words don't hit me, right? I have that energetic boundary up for myself where I don't allow any of that into my space. And so when we're talking about manifesting what we want and becoming the person, it's being aware of these little kind of, you know, intricacies in the way that we live our life and what we do, because, well, we have to be, right? We get to be in that space if we want to really get to where we want to go. And so we get to choose who we spend our time with and how we spend our time, how we think and feel, what kind of emotions we're choosing on a regular basis, and how we're shifting and changing that to get to where we want to go. So when you're reflecting on this, you know, it's taking a look at those things and identifying who you spend your time with. But here's the thing. Can you identify who you spend the most time with? When you think about this and you're like, okay, who are the five people I spend the most time with? Who is number one? Can you identify who that person is? And are they really aligned with who you're becoming? And the truth is, most of you have put down, unlikely you have put down five external people. But the truth is, the person that you spend the most time with, hands down, is you. So I ask again, as the person who is in that space and you are most aligned with you and how you take action and what you do, can you really recognize who you are today and the thought patterns that you have, the actions that you take, and do they actually align with who you want to become? Are you living your life today, making decisions and being the type of person who is aligned with your future self, who has what you want, and is making decisions from a different place? It can feel scary to make these big decisions when we're not that person yet. But the truth is, that is how we become the person, one step at a time, one day at a time, one decision at a time. It's not fast forwarding and being like, oh, well, you know, one day when I'm that person and I'm making, you know, multiple six figures a year, it'll be different because I'll have the money to make those decisions. But the truth is, it will never be different, because there will be something else. There will be some other decision that needs to be made. There will be bigger money, you know, decisions that you're facing at that time. And so it's allowing yourself to see that when we put the focus on manifesting money and we put the focus on, you know, when this happens, I will do this. The thing that you want to happen will never happen, because you are not becoming the person who takes action so that it can happen. And that is the truth. So are you going to become the person? Are you willing to be the person to look fear in the eye and say, I'm not listening to you. I'm going to go the path that I want to go, and I'm going to go right now. One of my clients that I worked with way back in the very beginning, I just talked to her the other day, and she is, it's incredible to watch her growth. We had actually come into the same business program at the same time. So we had come into Nonstop Notifications with my coach, Nicole, and we went through the program like simultaneously, right? We elevated into the next program, went into Wondermind, worked together in there. And I watched her, you know, do all the things, take all the actions. And she was there, but she wasn't able to look at some of her core life pieces, right? When we're thinking about like building a business, a lot of times we're all in on strategy, and it's like, I need this strategy and that strategy. And it has to do with like what we're posting and how we're posting it and what we market and, you know, how many calls we book. And it's all of that kind of, you know, more baseline stuff. But that is not always the thing that's going to produce the result. Yes, you need to have all of that for sure, but it's a whole package kind of thing. And when I worked with her and we talked about a bunch of different things, what ended up happening and coming out, the more that she talked about what she wanted and what she wanted to align her life with, she came through the program Path to the Aligned Soul. So she was really finding her own path to be able to align with who she wanted to be, with who, what her soul was really guiding her towards in life. And when I was talking to her the other day, I mean, it was amazing to see. I mean, she has four times what she's made every single year since then. And she's on the trajectory for, I mean, last year she was at $250,000. And this year she has far exceeded that. And so to hear that story of seeing like how she took these pieces and aligned them and created her goal, created her life that she dreamt of. But it's not just about the money. And I think that's what's so important to know, is that she also ended a relationship that was no longer serving her, that was holding her back and keeping her in a pattern of pain and uncomfortableness and lack of worthiness. And she ended this relationship, and now she's engaged and she's running her business with her fiance, and they're in love, and all of the things are happening, and all of the money is flowing in. And it's understanding that all of these pieces are connected. So when you're looking at what you want and who you want to become, it's making those choices in the moment. At the time, it was scary for her. She was living with him. She had to move back in with her parents. There was this whole thing. It was not an easy thing for her to do. It required her to make decisions coming from her future self. rather than settling in the moment for what she was facing. And this happens a lot. I mean, that's one example of relationships, right? But let's take a look at jobs. I have another client that came through Path the Aligned Soul and very similar outcome, except it wasn't her relationship that wasn't aligned. It was her job. She just wanted out of the 9-to-5. And I got to tell you, watching her leave that 9-to-5 and just a few months later hitting 10K in 1 month, amazing. Amazing to see her soar, to really align and become the person who could make choices from that future self context, understanding that that is part of what gets us to where it is we want to go. Even though it feels scary to walk away from a 9-to-5 for a business when there's no quote unquote guarantees. But side note, is it really ever a guarantee at your 9-to-5? I just saw a thing about ChatGPT's CEO got fired. Like, the CEO, there is no guarantee in life. And so if you're not going to bet on you and your dream, what are you going to bet on? That somebody's going to like always hold their word for you? I doubt it. You get to hold your word for yourself. So as you're listening, as you're going through this and you're thinking about all the things and who you want to become and what you're going to do and what decisions you could be making to aligning and who in your life aligns with this, remember, you spend the most time with you. So who are you? Who are you now? Who are you becoming? And what is it that you really want to create in your life? And then what are you actually willing to do to create that thing? You get to write a Dear John letter to your past self, to your current self, your past self, and you get to write this in the tense of your future self. And you get to do it with lots of love. You get to, you know, go through the memories, walk down memory lane. I mean, I have so many great memories of, you know, we were living in Pennsylvania at the time. We didn't have really any money and my husband had just lost his job and it was very stressful. There were a lot of moving parts and it just felt very overwhelming to look at all of the things. And at that same time, there's so many amazing things that happened. My boys were babies and we got to snuggle and we got to, you know, walk outside with the freshly fallen snow. You know, that totally like silent sound of like nothingness when it snows, because it just, I don't know, it just creates this feeling of peace and tranquility in the earth. It's amazing. It's like magic. So many mornings of that, of just standing outside and just breathing it in. Of working with some of the best people that I have ever worked with at my job. I loved my coworkers. They were so fun and it was great to be around them and everybody was always helping and it's just amazing, amazing memories from that time in my life. But the truth is, that time in my life doesn't align with what I want in my future. And so as I started to make some shifts, even though there's nostalgia in thinking back and I can still have those memories, I can still feel the nostalgia. But when we write a Dear John letter in this way, we break up with the nostalgia that we want to call in more of the same. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to call in any more of that past self stuff. I am now only aligning with my future self. And to do that, it means breaking up with my patterns, my beliefs, my limiting beliefs, and the way of living in the past. And I get to choose how I want to live in the future. I get to open those doors and walk through and feel the sunshine on my face and allow myself to just truly align to become who I want to be. So get out your pen, get out your paper, and write a letter to you. Dear me, and tell yourself why you're doing the breakup, what parts you want to break up with, what limiting beliefs you're leaving behind, and why you're leaving them behind. And as you write the letter and you're saying goodbye to those pieces, talk about the things that your future self has. And why those pieces don't align, because you are aligning with and fill in those blanks of what you are aligning with, what you are calling in, what you do want in your life. Because the truth is, the more that we focus on what we don't want, the more that we call those things in. We get to choose to call in more of what we desire, not what we want to push away. So, Align Mama, are you ready to become a manifesting mama? Are you going to write your Dear John letter and get it ready take action, and really step into the space of becoming who you want to be. If you're ready, if you're that person, you're like, that's it, it's me, I'm ready. If you want to be the person that you have always dreamt to be, make the choice right now. It is simple. Take action. Action is what creates the desired result. It's choosing to get out the paper, to get out the pen, and to actually do the thing. And when you're done, come back here, check out the show notes, and book a call. I will give you the next step. Because the truth is, the Dear John letter is only one step. But the next step is magical. It's the one where you really bring the letter to life. So take action. Write the letter, book the call, and change your life in the process. Thanks, Mama, for tuning into this week's episode. I will see you next week on The Aligned Mama.
You have been listening to The Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.